serving spiritual seekers around the world. Unity Online Radio. Thank you for tuning in for this Unity Partner Program. Unity Online Radio partners with spiritual leaders from organizations whose mission and messages complement Unity's. We are pleased to bring you this program on Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Welcome to Everyday Attraction, where the law of attraction gets real, with Ray Zander, your guide, coach, and best gal pal.
Welcome to another edition of Everyday Attraction here on Unity Online Radio and AlignRadio.com. Welcome to another glorious day. We're here to trip the light fantastic, as I mentioned on last week's show. I don't know why that keeps coming up. Woohoo! We are here on Everyday Attraction to really understand the principles of law of attraction in a way that is easy, in a way that is flowing, in a way that's applicable to your daily life. We call it everyday attraction because the teachings that we talk about, the concepts that we talk about on the show are not something for Sunday morning, just Sunday morning. They're not something for your retreat. They're not just for something that you experience on the mountaintop. They're really for the nitty-gritty everyday life experience where you can truly take some golden understandings of what's happening in this life that we live and shift and change and mold and be the artist of your own life. It is so wonderful to understand these principles in a way that allows you to become the artist where you choose the colors and you choose the brushes. And then you also co-create with this beautiful canvas known as source energy. And it is this dance of understanding what the tools are to create our lives, and then also a beautiful, wonderful surrender in knowing that the universe also has a beautiful picture of which it wants to have you experience. It's all good. But what is fun is to take what oftentimes are slightly esoteric teachings and pull them off the shelf, pull them out of the book, pull them from the lips of source energy, and just burrow into them a little bit. Ask questions. Make them more your own. How do you perceive what you're hearing when you hear that you create your own reality? What does that mean to you? Because truly what this is about pulling you back to a conversation with your own inner being, which is where everything unfolds. And this week's show, we're going to talk about the consciousness and the experience of waiting, of wanting. We're going to talk about the language that we use that often could very well be stalling out that which we're wanting because we have this concept of it being just around the corner, which is interesting because you would think that would be positive, and it is, but it's not everything. And to help me pull this taffy apart and get into the sweetness of it, I have my wonderful co-host Janice Campbell on the line. Hi, Janice.
Hi.
Welcome to the Everyday Attraction Studios.
Thank you. Oh, I like that.
Don't you like that?
Yes.
I really love the topic for this week, and I was inspired after hearing a recent workshop from the Abraham Hicks Peoples, and it really took my breath away. I gotta be honest with you, because I like the feeling of anticipation, but I hadn't really looked at the feeling of anticipation close enough to understand that there's a vibration within anticipation that says I'm on the precipice of something, not in the process of it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think it's interesting, though, although I'm just thinking maybe we should listen to the tape first because it sounds a little confusing without having that context.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. We'll go to that, and it's a quick 4-minute track. And again, what we do is we take bits and pieces from the Abraham Hicks works, and then we try to really break it apart so that it can be even more engaging and more understandable from an everyday perspective. And this particular workshop, which you can get the whole workshop if you go to abraham-hicks.com, and it actually happened in January 2011 in San Diego. So highly encourage you to go to their website and get the full track. But here's a little snippet, and then we'll come back and talk more about if you're waiting for something, you might be waiting a long time.
My question is, as I walk through life, and it's a great life, I'm experiencing amazing, amazing things. And a lot of times I really feel like I'm in the vortex. I feel like the world is almost instantaneously manifesting for me what I desire, my wants, needs, goals. And I'm on the precipice of an amazing, fantastic journey that I've created throughout my entire life.
Not on the precipice. You're in the process of. There's a difference.
Right.
Process of. It's not about to happen, it's happening.
And I think that's my biggest...
That was big.
That is big. And I think that's my biggest perspective that I'm working through, is understanding that it's not about being on the edge, it's about being in it.
And the minute you figure that out, most of the resistance goes away and life gets better right this minute. That almost everybody is on the brink of what they want, which means they're in the absence of what they want, which means they've got competing energies going on, which means it's not only slowed down, it's stalled out.
Right, right. So
say it a different way. Instead of I'm on the precipice, I'm in the process of. Say it.
I'm in the process of.
Yeah.
I'm in the process of an amazing life.
Right on track, right where I'm supposed to be, devouring it deliciously, enjoying every morsel of it.
And it's tasty. And it's great. And what I'd like to call forth for myself and the co-creation of why I came up here is the remembrance, the reminder that I am in the process of and not on the precipice. I'm in the process of the life that I've created and the brilliance and the journey that is mine, my unique and only experience.
I'm going to give you something here, because you get it that you are on the leading edge here in your physical form, and you get it that the source who is within you, which includes us and others who have gone before you in physical form, are right here with you out here on this leading edge. So if you get that, then this is the next piece that sort of settles that into a very powerful place. If I'm in the process, I'm in the process of allowing that merging and blending of perspective, and that's what matters most to you. It's available to you now, 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 now. In other words, you don't have to wait. You might have to wait for the money to make its way to your bank account. You might have to wait for the events to unfold to give you some of the manifestations that you're looking for. But there is no waiting to merge with what you really want. There's no waiting. It's instantaneous, because what you're waiting for, what you feel like you're on the precipice of, is fully realizing who you are, allowing the full focus right here and now. And you don't have to wait for that. You just have to practice it into being. And it's something really interesting. There's magic in the words that we are speaking here together, because when you say I'm in the process rather than upon the precipice of, it shifts everything.
It certainly does.
I'm in the process of feeling who I am. I'm in the process of experiencing my clarity. I'm in the process of knowing the answer to this question. I am in the process of appreciating this person. I'm in the process of offering a compliment to somebody that is so sincere that it hooks me up with all that I really am. I'm in the process of loving life. I'm in the process of noticing how beautiful this is and this is and this is and this is. I have control of the way I feel. And as you acknowledge that, then you've got it all figured out, because that's the only thing that people don't have figured out that's in the way of anything that they want.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. Let's back up to the beginning of that one, because there's so much, and we really want to kind of delve into this hour, what all got said right there. I want to start with the beginning part, this concept of precipice. I'm on the verge of. I mean, I think we talk like this a lot.
Right. And we're almost proud of it.
We're proud of it because it's part of the spiritual process, right?
Like, I'm so close I can taste it. But, you know, I have to say when I hear that, the precipice, but I also remember teaching, I don't know if this was a long time ago, but it was that thing of, you know, a desire is close to manifesting because it doesn't feel like any big deal.
Yeah.
You remember that? It was like
next logical step.
If you're like, oh my God, this is huge. And some, you know, like, wouldn't it be great if I won the lottery, or wouldn't it, like, if it's a huge thing, then you know you're far away from it. I mean, if you're not, if it's feeling like it's far away, it's far away. If it's feeling like you say, it's the next logical step, then it's the next logical step.
Yeah. I think that we talked a little bit about that a couple shows ago when we were talking about beware of big, big dreams. I've got a big dream.
Yeah. Far away dreams. Like, a lot has to happen before you can have that dream.
Because when you know what vibration is and you understand the connection between vibration and feeling like there is so much that has to happen that's out of your control in order for this to manifest, you really, really are not utilizing the tools. You're kind of waiting for God, source, Santa Claus, whatever, to deliver, right?
Yeah. And there's always a belief in there too. If we're waiting, there's a belief in there. Like, if we actually listen to it, and if we were to say, why is it not here? We'd have a reason.
You know, Janice, what this feels like to me, it's really about maturing our relationship with source, because being on the precipice in anticipation feels very childlike to me, you know, like maybe mommy will bring it.
Right. If I'm good, it's close.
I'm good. If I do all my affirmations.
Instead of it knowing that it's yours and it's unfolding right now.
Wow. I just got a chill. That really feels like what this is about, is this willingness to mature might be, you know, too much of a harsh word, but to grow in our knowingness of how source works and not hoping, you know, like hope, you know, that
right.
kind of
like, if I get lucky, maybe I'll get lucky.
Or I don't really understand how this works, but I know if I feel right. kind of excited that usually things work, you know what I mean? It really has sort of I don't even want to say childlike, because that's not fair. It almost has kind of an adolescence kind of feeling to it. Like, I don't know how to drive the car, but right. I'm sure someone's going to show up and pick me up.
Right.
Right. But I like this idea of, like, realizing this shift in consciousness that you are the driver of the car and that you are in the process of this great life now. Everything, even if you have no money in your bank and no job and no partner and you have no way, you are in the process of this great life.
Right. And you could drive the car wherever you want to go.
But it's a perception change, you know, and I think oftentimes what I realize on this show, in the midst of it sometimes, is that we do this every week because it's about learning that you have a choice for a new perspective that will change everything.
Right. But we don't know we have a choice unless we see we have a choice.
Yeah.
Like, if we don't see the distinction between precipice and process,
we're stuck.
And if the precipice feels better than what felt like, it's an interesting thing though, because they're talking about slowing it down versus you're just stalled. I think it's important to recognize too, that even though I may feel really good, like I feel better than I felt before, if I'm waiting, I'm stalled.
I really want to understand this. And if it takes us the hour to understand it, I'm game. Because I think we really want to understand that everything has to be a vibrational match, not a kind of in the vicinity. Like, anticipation, excitement is in the vicinity of joy.
Yes.
It's in the vicinity. It's like a kissing cousin of joy.
But it's not a claiming.
But it's not joy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? It's like, because when I feel in my body anticipation, excitement, possibility, there is resistance in my body because there's a part of me that says it might not come. Otherwise,
but it's such a fine line, because at the same time, it's that feeling of, you know, like when they talk about once it's old news, like once something's happened, it's old news. So basically kind of the stretch or the moving towards something.
Yeah.
Is where the fun is. Like, that's the, I mean, even yesterday it was fascinating because I got so depressed. It was like in the morning and I started thinking about, wow, I mean, I mean, I know this sounds bizarre, but it's like everything in my life is working really well right now. Do you know what I mean? Like all those things that I have angst about, you know, I want kids. I have kids. Oh, husband. I have a husband. Money. You know what I mean? It's like everything that was always I was searching and longing and searching for. And now I feel like my career's on track. Like I'm just so clear it's unfolding at a pace that feels good for me. And I got this wave of depression. It's like,
oh, this is good. This is so great. I thank you for your willingness to share at this deep level, because I think that there is now a different type of maturity that you're having with Source, because it's not about big gaps anymore.
And it's almost a disappointment. I almost could see the illusion. Like, wow, I used to think that would be really like that was going to shift everything, or almost like the anticipation keeps you in that place of, even though you're longing, there's kind of a payoff to it, because you have the hope that it's going to deliver this really great, wonderful thing.
Yeah.
You're still kind of with yourself. I mean, I don't know. It reminded me of like this feeling of, wow, why are we running around trying so hard for all this stuff? You know?
Yeah. And it is. Yeah. And it's letting go of that big ride of, oh, I didn't have it. Now I have it.
And I thought it would be a huge relief kind of a thing. But, you know, and by the end of the day, I just got to this really just cooking dinner. I was so happy, you know, that feeling of like, this is it. I mean, this is life. Like, it's not about conquering
what's not
or what's, yeah, it's kind of just in the moment. It's here now. It's not like anything, any kind of prize is going to deliver.
Make a difference. Make a difference.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, this is where I want to say this is where things really get juicy, because at that point you can start to delight more fully in the mundaneness of life, and it can be exhilarating as if you were saved. I mean, it's really interesting because you still get the ride, but it becomes so much more available to you because you're not waiting for something.
And it's more I noticed it's more like, I'm like, it's really my job now to kind of tap it from within.
Yeah.
Because I've done the outside stuff. And it's like, okay, great. Got this. Okay, great. This is going to happen. But it's almost like, how do I connect with really feeling that joy within?
Well, you're going to have to redefine what that means.
Yes, exactly. Because I used to tell myself, oh, when this happens, I'm going to be over the moon, kind of, you know,
over the moon.
Like, right. Oh, this is going to be so great. I can't even imagine how great that's going to feel. And then when you're right there and it's unfolding, it kind of feels like everything else feels.
You know what it feels like? It feels more like how Source feels, which is a constant knowing.
And that it's a knowing, but it's not in it. Woo, woo. It's more like, I feel so, my business is so on track. It's just unfolding daily. And it just feels, very secure, and it feels very good. But it doesn't feel like, woo!
But it's a new day. And what's interesting is now with a change of perception, you know that being in the process is more satisfying than living on the precipice. Because now you have a different relationship with Source. You are reveling in the process and not looking at the precipice as your journey. Like, oh, it's really an interesting maturity point. And I think it's fun to get beyond that need to be anticipating something in order to feel alive.
Yeah, but it's different. It's different. Is kind of a maturity thing, and I could describe it. I think it was unsettling because it's like, oh, I always thought it was about getting the stuff. I mean, even though you're supposed to know better.
I know, it's so interesting,
but
though.
It made me realize how much of my how much searching I have been doing. Like, even though I know better, I'd still be measuring for, okay, when this happens, this is going to be a great feeling. This is going to be great. But the flip side of that is that it also is this feeling of contentment that it's already here, but it's a different feeling.
Well, it's the difference between junk food and organic food. I mean, you take that with a grain of salt, but you know what I mean? It is the difference between that, which is
like the rush and the relief,
right in the moment, and then something that is more satisfying long term, but not quite the I'm starving and then I eat.
Yes,
it's just eating all the time,
and I feel like I kind of have to grow in. Like, it's new, and you know, and it could change tomorrow.
I love it.
I'm very aware of that, But
well, we're getting really juicy today. I love this topic. It's kind of sending us into a deeper understanding of not only understanding our emotional lives, but also our relationship to source as those emotions change and shift. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to go deeper into this understanding of waiting and how we can release the resistance that is in the energy of waiting and wanting. Stay tuned. You're listening to Everyday Attraction here on Unity Online Radio and AlignRadio.com.
When listeners like you contribute to the Unity Online Radio Network, you're making a positive difference in your life and the lives of other spiritual seekers. To contribute, visit www.unity.fm and make a one-time donation or sign up for monthly contributions. Thank you for your support.
Have you ever considered that everything you think and say is a prayer to the universe? Are you sending a positive or negative message? Join Reverend Beverly Molander and her guest on Affirmative Prayer, Activating the Power of Yes, to find out how you can activate your own power of yes. Using affirmative prayer or positive intention can make a big difference in the way you think, feel, and live. If you want help moving from chaos to clarity in relationships, health, prosperity, or work, this is the place for you. We'll have some how-to suggestions about how you can say yes more often from this point forward. Talk with Beverly Molander and her guest live every Monday at noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. Affirmative Prayer, Activating the Power of Yes, only on Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Turn to Everyday Attraction and the Metaphysical Porch with your spiritual neighbor, Ray Zander. Have a sit, get something to sip, and let's get real. Spiritual.
Welcome back from the break. If you're just joining us, we are delving into the consciousness of waiting and wanting, being on the precipice of a wonderful life versus the ability to see that we are in the process and that everything is unfolding and that vibrationally we already are there. There is nothing missing. We are simply on our way to that more fully understanding. And before the break, Janice was talking a little bit about that, you know, kind of getting off of the idea that a spiritual journey is about these big resurrection moments, you know what I mean? Or these big receiving moments, you know? And I really love that because it reminds me of, in my earlier Christian life, when we know we've talked about this before, where I would go and get saved like every week because it felt so good, mm-hmm. you know, to be deprived, to feel like I'm less than and not worthy. And then to go on Sunday and get saved again. And of course, the minister would be like, you were here wrong. You know,
but it is also that eating thing. It feels really good to eat when you're hungry or drink when you're thirsty.
Yeah, there's like you can really taste it. But I think that, you know, you have to realize that if you choose that type of spiritual experience, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. You know, if that's what really gets you up in the morning, go for it. There is no wrong here. Mm-hmm. But the understanding that you have a choice to be hungry and then feed yourself or just stay satisfied all the time, that is a choice you're making.
You know, it's interesting. This is the exact topic that was on the Daily Quote, the Abraham Daily Quote.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah. Do you want me to read a little bit of it?
Oh, that'd be great. Do you have it accessible?
Yeah. I mean, it's three paragraphs. Is that okay? Or do you want me to
go for it?
Okay.
Go for it.
I think it's interesting. If you wait until your body is completely dehydrated before you drink something or completely emaciated before you eat something, your body can get far out of bounds. While it is possible to eventually bring your body back to a state of well-being, it is much easier to maintain a healthy physical balance than to recover it after losing it. Most people never put themselves into the dramatic situation where they are without water or food to the point of doing damage to their physical bodies. However, it is not uncommon for people to deprive their bodies of something equally important, alignment with source energy. In the same way that it is a good idea to drink when you feel the indication of thirst and therefore maintain your well-being long before dehydration is experienced, it is equally important to change the thought and release resistance at the first indication of negative emotion. For while it is certainly possible to withstand negative emotion for long periods of time, it is not the optimal experience for the cells of your physical body. When you learn to release resistance in the early subtle stages, your physical body must thrive. Thriving is what is natural to you.
I love that. How perfect. We didn't even plan this, people. We didn't plan it, but there it is. And if you want their daily quotes, I love them so much. It's really an interesting thing to dovetail on. And I think what we're saying here, maybe for the first time, is that waiting and wanting is a negative emotion in that it is choosing to see something as absent. So when you say I'm on the brink of something, even like this happens a lot with our abundance talk, right? Oh, I'm on the brink of abundance. Mm-hmm. What you're saying is I'm absent of abundance.
Yeah.
And what do we know about the rules of laws of the universe? If you're absent, then you're going to continue to be absent. Like you can't get from the brink of something to the fulfillment of it by being on the brink.
Right. And it's amazing how precise the spiritual principles are. So like at the beginning, when you were talking about the language of this, like the power of our words, it's very distinct. Precipice, process, waiting here. I mean, it sounds subtle, but it's not. It's
profound. I think, and what I feel in my body when I go from I'm on the precipice of that thing happening, I'm in the process of, is I relax.
Yeah. And almost too, taking it another step, like the process even feels sometimes a little bit like not there yet, but it's here. It's all here. As soon as I can see it and claim it and acknowledge it, it's here.
When I'm in the process of something, I can relax and enjoy the journey.
Well, the process with the knowing too, like that feeling of like, and then, like you say, it's fun.
It's fun because you already got the job. It's like the difference between waiting for the job and having the job. And then once you're in the job, you're like, hey, you know, I this is what I do and this will be fun to see where it's going. But you're not waiting to get permission. Oh, that's the other thing too, this idea of permission, that you're waiting for something, wanting something, and that when you reach a certain thing, you're going to get it. I mean, all this is like so full of false premises.
Yeah.
But it's seeped in a lot of old belief systems about being good and doing the right thing. And getting what, and we really have to kind of clear the decks and look at this sort of more scientific spiritualism of understanding that the universe can only match that which is within you.
Right.
So we want to clear out the precipice, the wanting, and we want to start looking at what does it feel like to say into my life. And everyone who's listening, all these fabulous groups of people who listen to this podcast and this radio show every week, I want you to really think about what does it feel like to say the following. Everything in my life is right on track. Everything in my life is as it is supposed to be because it is leading to somewhere. And I'm enjoying the process of this wonderful life.
Yes.
My gosh. I mean, just the simplest things can completely change. So how do we remind ourselves on a daily basis that that is the energy to come from? How can we be reminded of the feeling of the process versus the precipice? Because I think the culture, and I could be wrong on this, but I think that there's a lot of energy and the culture around waiting.
Oh, absolutely. But I think too, like you're saying, how can we practice this? I think we could practice it by saying, you know, I am on track. I'm on track. And also things like listening to the show, just it's amazing how I remember hearing years ago that awareness is curative. Just by bringing up the subject and talking about it, things don't look the same anymore. Yeah. When you were talking earlier, I was thinking of like my kids do the plays and the whole thing around the auditions. There's so much anxiety. Who's going to get picked? Or there's special treatment and blah, all this drama. You know, there's so much going on. And then once the play starts or the practice, everyone settles in.
Yeah.
Like they're all happy because they're doing, you know, that piece is settled. So now they can actually enjoy the ride.
I love that. So let's stop auditioning for God.
Yeah, because I think that's what we do. Am I good enough? Am I going to get picked? Is it going to be my turn?
Am I doing this?
Yeah. And that place brings up a lot of scarcity and fear because we think we could actually be excluded. And in the way she's got the play structure, everybody gets in the play. And right. They're having a good time. But before, it's that feeling of, I think it brings up all that I'm not good enough. And if I was, I'd get this part. Or
right. And what they, you know, what Abraham said in that track is what, why you feel a relief of resistance when you feel like I'm in the process. I already got the part. I am all that I need to be, is because then what you do is you say, it's all within me. It's not out there.
Yeah.
It's all within me. So I think that that is, you know, kind of the big shift of, you know, of perspective that is so crucial here, is that we move from it's all out there. In order, it's out there, and as soon as it happens, I'll feel better, to it's all in me.
Yes.
And if it's all in me, I'm going to choose to be in the process and call everything in my life on track.
Yes. Because you know what? If we're alive, we got the part. If we're here, we have the part.
You got it.
Yeah, we are who we are. This is who we are. This is what we are. This is what we're here to do. But if we're thinking, oh, no, we're not here, we may not get the part. I can see how what they're saying. It keeps you on the sidelines of your life.
Yes, yes.
You're not in the flow, not in the current. It's like sitting, waiting for permission. Can I get in the game now? Can I play?
Yeah.
Do I deserve to be here?
They said, you know, it doesn't mean that there might be a little time before the money drops into your bank account. It doesn't mean that there might be a little time before blah, blah, blah. But that timing has nothing to do with the energy that you're holding. It's like here, it's happening.
Well, and you don't care because you have the feeling. And the knowing. And that's like they always say, that's what we really want. We really want that feeling that we actually are in control. You know, that it's I have control of how I feel. When we really get that, we could relax into it. Because if I don't like the way I'm feeling, I could do something about it.
Right. So what you said was so right on, this awareness is curative, that we want to find ways in our life to remind ourselves that we are choosing to be in the process because we know everything is within us. So whatever we can do in our daily lives, whether it be to listen to things that inspire us, I have now one of my Abraham Law of Attraction cards like pinned onto my dashboard of my car, and it's like, you know, everything is always working out for me. You know, just little things that sort of kind of remind me that even though I live in the universe where it looks like something's missing, I'm just enjoying the joyful journey to it. And that I get to experience that relief. I just think it's so exquisite. And I really do see what you're saying, is that it's the difference between on the sidelines waiting to actually getting in the game. And but to get in the game doesn't mean it's perfect. It doesn't mean you have all the skills. It doesn't mean you know each play. None of that means that you can't jump in.
Yeah, it's just flowing our energy. So instead of withholding it, we're like, ooh. Another way we could be reminded of this too is just noticing when we're waiting for something. Just, you know, when it comes up in our life, it'll be great on Friday when this and then look to see what would be a different perspective.
Yeah.
What would be a way to shift that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because a lot of times I'll be like, oh my God, I'll be glad when this is over. That's the same version of waiting.
Same version. Yeah. Same version. And I do think it is an internal flip. It is just it's a perspective shift in your own mind consciousness. It's not verbal. Mm-hmm. It's experiential, where you realize suddenly that you can choose to feel like it's the weekend on Monday morning.
Yes.
I mean, you're always choosing that perspective. And you know, it makes sense where this comes from, because when we look at our lives and the way that our society is set up and the way that, you know, we all learn, everything is about, well, you can't get this until you do that.
Right. And it's all based on the outer.
It's all based on the outer. So you got to get your degree.
Yes.
You know, you get your driver's license. You know, there's some reasons for that, because you know it. There's a certain level of maturity you want before you get a driver's license.
Yes, as a mother of two teenagers, yes, one with a permit, yes. You don't want them making that decision internally when they're ready to drive.
No, there's some good things about that, but I also think that in our understanding of how quickly this energy is moving and how revelation and understanding of the broader perspective is so available to us, it seems like everywhere you turn, you're getting a broader perspective. it is even possible to enjoy the absence of something in the anticipation of knowing it's coming. There's actually some enjoyment that we can have when we come from the knowing of being in the process.
I think what you're saying is, even though the money's not in the bank account, you still have that feeling because you know it doesn't matter.
Yes, matter.
And then it's almost, to me, it's almost like a sweet, I remember years ago when I was applying for a CPA job up in St. Helena, this was years and years ago, and I opened the newspaper and I looked at this ad and I'm like, wow, they don't know I'm going to be working for them. It was such a strong knowing, and it was just kind of fun to hold that, like, wow, I'm going to be working for them and they don't even know that. I mean, it's almost like a little secret, but it was fun. And I've been doing that lately where there's so many things I know in my life that I'm not necessarily sharing with anyone, but I'm having a lot of fun knowing that.
Yes.
Like I'm receiving the pleasure right now. I don't have to wait for it to manifest.
And it's such a, and it is a, just a giggle fest to get there, because then you watch the universe kind of turn and twist in ways that you wouldn't want to try to control even on your best day. And then you get to see how supported we are and how there's so much more going on in the non-physical, in the supportive energy than we're really conscious of maybe on our everyday, you know, breakfast, lunch, dinner kind of experience.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's so not random. It's not like, oh, I hope I get lucky, or it's not that feeling at all.
That's actually really good vibrational advice for anyone who's looking for a job, is to maybe not get so specific that you say, I'm going to be working for them. But because I love that, though, I think that's a lovely place to start. But I think there is an opportunity just to feel the feeling of what it would be like to work for them and hold that excitement. And then the other thing that, you know, dovetailing on what we talked about last week in the grid work, where if you missed the show, we were talking about this information that Abraham was revealing to us that, you know, every 17 seconds, if you focus on a feeling every 17 seconds, for 17 seconds, you're creating a grid, which is basically a vibrational set point that is pulling in experiences and opportunities that match the grid. So one of the grids that I've been practicing a lot is like at a stoplight. I'll really revel in the feeling of knowing that everything is unfolding for me perfectly and that the universe is doing all the work and that I'm enjoying the experience of it. You know, and really reveling in, and then there is a little bit of excitement in knowing that it is not my job to make it happen.
Yeah, I like that part.
Yeah. Because being in the process can suddenly feel like, uh-oh, I'm in the process. I better make it happen.
Yes.
You know, and we want to clarify that being in the process is not about you making it happen. It is about holding the understanding that the universe is delivering, delivering, delivering.
Yeah. But you know what's really interesting about that too? I was thinking about this morning, is that it really is a like when I was sharing that thing with you earlier, how I had that breakthrough this morning, that it's not up to me to do this work. You know, like I was feeling like, oh, it's starting to feel heavy, like I'm supposed to know everything. And what if I disappoint people? And what if I really don't know it? And then I got this feeling like, oh, it's just not mine to do. But I realized that, and I felt such a huge relief that I don't have to fix things or be good enough. But what I was releasing was the heaviness of the thought. I'm still going to take action. I mean, it's not about, like I say, you know, it's not my job. It feels like a kind of joking, like, oh, then I don't have to do anything. I'll just lounge in the hammock. But it's really what we're releasing is the heaviness.
Yeah.
Because we love to take action. When it feels good, it's really fun.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
And you can't not do it, you know. But it's just this understanding that that you're doing anything but it's, other than receiving.
Yeah. It kind of almost being carried by life. Like the action is inspired action. It's kind of pulling you forth versus lugging a burden behind you. Ugh, more work.
Exactly. Oh, now I'm in the process. Great. Thank you so much. I like the precipice because it looked like they were going to do something for me. But now I'm in the process and now it's all up to me. Thanks so much. Really appreciate the show. But that's not what we're saying. And when we come back from the break, we're going to talk a little bit more about the understanding we're getting about just how supported we are. And we're going to help remind each other just how supported we are so that we can continue to release the precipice for the process. You're listening to Everyday Attraction with Janice and Ray. We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned.
Don't think about it. Let it unfold. from on the air to on the sea. Pack your bags and come with me. Hey, hey, what you waiting for? An early winter rendezvous with all the things you love to do. Hey, hey, treat yourself to more. A little more summer, a little more sun, a little less work and a lot more fun. A little more beach, a little more sand, a little less stress and a lot more tan.
Join your favorite Unity Online Radio hosts for Cruise in the Caribbean, November 10th to 17th, 2012. On this fun-filled Caribbean adventure, enjoy sunshine, exceptional dining, and island excursions. Feed your spirit with music, message, and meditation, plus one-on-one time with some of your favorite hosts. That's Cruise in the Caribbean, November 10th to 17th, 2012. To learn more, go to unity.fm/cruise.
A little more sunset, a little more sea, a little less dew, and a lot more bee. Hey, hey.
You've been listening to Everyday Attraction, where the law of attraction gets real. To learn more, become a fan of our Facebook page, search for Everyday Attraction, or email us at everydayattraction@unity.fm. Your comments and participation are sincerely welcomed.
Welcome back. We're in the third act of our hour here, where we're talking about the relief we feel when we realize that God has already given and that it is our opportunity to receive more fully when we realize that there is no precipice, only process, that there is no brink, there is only either absence or presence. And I want to dive a little bit deeper into this idea of the presence, that we are not alone. One thing that Abraham has been revealing more and more and more, and I think so many spiritual teachers have been and are and will continue to reveal, that part of the experience, the glorious experience of life, is merging and blending with this perspective of source. And I think it's really interesting because they had talked about, they were recently in Los Angeles during one of their workshops. And whenever they go to LA, they always pull in all the actors and musicians and painters and artists. It's really fascinating. If you have a chance to get that particular track, they were in North LA in 2012. And it was really fascinating because a drummer had sat in the hot seat and he had talked about, you know, I really want to channel like the best drummers ever. And there was this long pause and Abraham said, what makes you think you're not already? You know, and I think sometimes we get too much into the us and them, like there's me in my physical, and then there's this whole source energy thing. And I really love this idea that we are merging and blending with the perspective of source all the time. It sure is a lot of fun, though, to recognize it.
Yeah, but you know, that's so great. That's such an example of the waiting again. When am I going to be merging and blending with source?
Yeah,
but the realization that he already is at that moment, then he has it. Then he has the knowing.
And that realization is curative. Like you said, you get off of the idea that there's anything other than what I've already been doing.
Yes.
And that it's happening now. But I want to open up that stage, that chamber, that allowing more and more and more, because it's such a ride. You know, another woman sat in the seat and she said, I'm a painter and I really just want to channel Monet. And they said, no, you don't. I mean, yes, you can.
Right, right. I can hear her saying that. No, you don't. Yeah. Yes, you can.
Yes, you can. But it's Monet and you.
Yes.
Whatever the glorious, honored perspective that you are.
I think this is a whole conversation.
Yeah.
I mean, how quick, like why? It's interesting. It's like the world recognized Monet. So therefore, it's better to do Monet than her. You know what I mean?
Right.
Here, let Mikey have it. You know, what was that life cereal?
right. He'll do it.
Like how quickly we are not to receive ourselves.
And not to realize that there is no separation.
Yeah. And all of everything's on top of everything else.
Yeah.
Everything gets created from something else that was created before that, you know.
There is no waiting, you know, to merge with what you want, because what you want is in the non-physical and there's no... There's no scarcity of the non-physical.
But it takes an understanding. We have to really understand, like that drummer thing was so clear to me. Like, oh, I never really thought about it, but it's true.
Yeah. I was waiting.
Yeah.
You know? And that, but now that you say, when I, you know, was in, you know, he was talking about how he gets into these drumming and he just feels like amazing and he doesn't know where the inspiration's coming from. And it's like, duh, you know, that's it. And that, and then to understand that we can more fully realize that our focus in the now is the practice of this blending of the perspective. You know, make me available. I mean, there's just great Bible quotes where it's like, you know, here I am, Lord.
Yes.
You know, let me be thy instrument. You know, allow me to be that which you aren't. I mean, I think it's really this understanding that we are openings of God that have the individuation of all those who've come before.
Yeah. But it still comes through our individuation. I love this. I know this isn't our topic, but I really love this. It's almost like we step into this stream.
Yeah.
And it's like, whew, like the water's always flowing. And any moment we could just step into all of it. Like it's all available all the time.
This is our topic. Yeah. This is exactly it. This is exactly it, because it is that flow and that exquisite opportunity to kind of go any direction we want to go and pull in the resources of source anywhere we want to go. I loved it, because, you know, some of this gets a little esoteric, but we're on the leading edge of understanding that there is no separation between that which we call God and that which we experience as material world.
Right. But it's all available. It's all always all available. But if we're standing on the precipice, like on the rocks, looking down at this river,
yes,
we're not participating in it.
You know, but it is how much we are allowing in. I think that is really, really interesting, because when we see things that are not working well on the planet or people who are suffering, we want to understand that that is the pinching off of the potential, not the lack of the potential. And there's a difference, right?
Yes.
There is a holding back of the potential. And you had said something. I had gone to Janice's metaphysics class at the Unity Church last weekend. And one thing that you had said in the class that I thought was so interesting is you had said, you know, God doesn't create on the planet.
The
physical plane.
Yes.
And that was really kind of an aha moment for me. And it made sense that we are the allowers on the physical plane to that which we are creating in consciousness as a collective consciousness, but that the allness isn't necessarily the one creating the lack or the resistance.
Right.
I think that's such a profound maturity in understanding how the mechanics of this work.
But there's so much freedom in it, because it gets back to that we're the yes, no meters.
We're the yes, no.
And we decide how much, because based on our consciousness, how much we're going to allow in, or based on our fears, how much we're going to pinch off.
And everything shifts from this understanding. Everything shifts, you know, like we recently, I love everyday analogies, right? We have this regulator of water in our house, and it had broken, or it had actually wasn't the right regulator. So we had this pressure, this like full pressure of the water table coming in to our house, and it was like busting the kitchen sink, and it was busting all the it was too much pressure, you know, and it had to be regulated. And I think that there's an analogy there, something about that the water is always there, it's like ready to rush in. But you're able, as the physical regulator, to allow in all that you want, knowing that it is fully present. You can turn it up, turn it down. You can choose to suffer by cutting it off.
Yeah.
So now we have like this low pressure issue, because we're not getting enough water now. We're like, my shower is like a dribble. It makes me crazy. And I know it's there.
Yes.
It's just so I just love this analogy.
That water. Great. You know, it's interesting, that book I was talking about last week, Mind Body Code by Mario Martinez. He was saying that when something good happens in his life, he takes time out to meditate, because he has to prepare his body to receive it.
Ooh.
And I thought that was fascinating, because otherwise we'll sabotage. Like if we don't have room, like you say, that was too much water for your house to receive.
Yeah.
And it was chaotic. And sometimes we say, oh, I want this. I want this. I want it all to happen now. But not really. We kind of have to prepare ourselves.
Yes.
To receive it. And that's why I think, as we develop our consciousness, it's a process, but it's a very perfect process.
It is.
Because we're always allowing as much as we can handle. And then we keep expanding, keep expanding. But I love that. It's really getting, you know, breathing into our body more room to hold our abundance.
Yes. And the fine tuning, where we know that there is this rush of source and availability of inspiration and life partners and money and all this stuff. I mean, they're really, it's like, it's this rush of possibility, always available.
Yes.
But you, as the physical experience of that energy, get to decide, okay, I think I'll have a little bit more relationship over here.
Right. And sometimes there's wisdom in our resistance. Because
yeah.
there's a reason why we don't let it all in at once.
Yes.
But it's not because it's being denied us.
Right.
That's, I think it really brings you back to your power. Is it's not out there. No one's saying you can't have these things. It's just, can you allow them in?
But there's wisdom in resistance, and then there is ignorance of resistance.
Right.
You know, and yeah. I think false premises, and oftentimes this idea that my lover hasn't arrived because I am, you know, unworthy of it, or I did something wrong in my last relationship, so I don't deserve to be in another one, or all that kind of subtle yucky stuff that kind of hangs around and says that there's lack or limitation.
Yeah.
That is on the precipice.
But I think it also gets back to that whole releasing the lesser for the greater. It's like, yeah, when you can understand why you've been having the resistance, but then when you realize you don't have to,
right?
Like there's another way you could reach for something else.
Well, you've got your hand on the regulator.
Yeah,
you decide how much relationship you're going to let in. Now, you might not feel like that if you've been without a partner and wondering where he is all this time because you've been on the precipice.
Yes, but you've been the one keeping him out. And there's a reason why you've been keeping him out. And then once you have understanding of that, you can make a different choice.
And it is not only finding out the reason necessarily, because sometimes that can be delicious, but just the reason might not even be worthy anymore, just knowing you can stop it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like sometimes I agree with you. Sometimes finding out, this is why I haven't been letting the money flow. Wow, that's really revealing. And I'm going to heal all my ancestors and I'm doing all this wonder of healing work. I totally get that. But then there's this sometimes where you go, why am I holding this rock?
Yeah, exactly. I don't need to hold it. But I think they're both the same thing, is whatever gives you relief.
Yeah.
So if you get relief by having understanding and all of a sudden it's like, oh, I could see why I was looking at it that way. That's not true. Oh, you know, there's relief in that. That rock is heavy. You release the rock. Relief. Oh, I feel so much better. I don't have to carry that around.
But sometimes a realization is just a bad habit that is not serving you anymore. Now that is a revelation. You're like, but it doesn't have any deep meaning for your involvement. It's like, gosh, I've just been thinking that I have to wait.
Yeah.
I've just been sort of given this idea that waiting and wanting is godly.
Yeah. But again, that's a belief that doesn't serve you.
Yeah.
It's a misunderstanding of our good. But you know what you're saying? It reminds me, years ago, there was a workshop and this woman said, understanding is the booby prize. And I mean, I thought about that for years because I love understanding. To me, it's like, I like it from the Bible perspective, with all they get understanding. So here she is, this woman I respect, telling me that understanding is the booby prize. But what I came to after thinking about it for a long time is, I think what she was saying is, if you have understanding, but you don't do anything with it, it will be the booby prize.
It will
like,
be.
Like, so what? Oh, now right. I understand what happened. So what?
But I'm going to still do what I've been
doing.
So
unless you use it as a catalyst for transformation or change, it's not going to do you any good. You can have all the understanding in the world.
It is the actualizing of it.
Yeah.
It is the shift.
It's like taking that and using it.
Well, it's really making the shift that, you know, Abraham talked about in that track that we listened to earlier in the hour. It shifts everything, because when you know that you are controlling your ability to receive versus waiting for your ability to receive, it's a whole different relationship with source energy. And it is really back to that joy factor, that when we mature beyond the excitement of anticipation being enough into the fully realized understanding that we are receiving in this moment all that is necessary for everything that we want, there is just such a different vibrational stance from which you can co-create with the universe. Because if you know you're this open channel And I remember that what came to mind suddenly is this, a woman who was sharing in the Abraham class that we have every Thursday here in Marin, is that she was sharing about her daughter wanting, was really anxious about a chemistry test. And her daughter was very much into this understanding of non-physical energy and had practiced some of the teachings that she'd learned from her own spiritual understanding and the Abraham works. And her mother had said to her, well, why don't you just, you know, open yourself up to the great chemical geniuses that have ever walked the planet on your, you know, during your chemistry test. And whether, now that isn't a substitute for studying, mm-hmm. but what happened is it released her anxiety that it was all on her.
Yes.
And so in during the test, she was so relaxed that she was available to information I'm sure that she would have not had access to if she had the anxiousness of, I can't do this, I don't know enough. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, so it's, that's huge. That's huge. That's what happened to me this morning. I was telling you about the show I was anxious about because this person I was going to talk with, I'm just paralyzed. And I'm thinking, ah, what do I do with that? But then when you turn it over, the relief, you know, when you think that it's not all about you figuring it out yourself, when you know you have access to infinite intelligence and help, you relax.
You relax.
You relax. And then you can see things. Then you can actually listen and be present.
And, yeah. And it becomes available to you.
Yeah. That's cool. I love that chemistry story.
Wasn't that a great story? And it wasn't like, you know, it was like, oh, she started to channel Einstein.
And her voice changed.
Yeah, she didn't need to channel Einstein. Einstein might have been part of it, but Einstein was probably part of her initial learning process when
she always had the Einstein.
Right.
Bring him in. She didn't call him forth. I think what's so powerful about what you just said was then she was able to relax and be available. She was able to open herself up to what is always here for her.
Yes.
Every test.
We can be the greatest drummer, the greatest artist, the greatest actor, the greatest, you know, accountant, anything, you name it, as we allow the receptivity of the non-physical wanting to have its way. So we're actually at the end of our hour, and I just want to kind of wrap up this understanding that we came to this hour is that the consciousness of waiting and wanting and it's almost happening and it's just around the corner and I can't wait because it's all is really not taking full reign of the opportunities that are present in this moment. So all we want to say this hour is that there is more freedom than you might currently be allowing yourself to experience. Yay, God. Thank you, Janice.
Thank
this
you.
Was a
it's
wonderful
fun.
Hour. I appreciate your perspective so much, and we'll see you next time. You've been listening to Everyday Attraction here on Unity FM and on AlignRadio.com. We want to thank you and hope that you all are anticipating the wonderful cruise that's coming up in November and thinking about joining us on the Cruise to the Caribbean. And if you do decide to join us, be sure and let them know that you're coming to see Janice and Ray as we have a talk plan for the cruise. It'll be really exciting. And also, we want to, again, give a shout-out to our Send Out Card sponsor, sendoutcards.com/attraction. Be well. We love you all. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for joining us on Everyday Attraction, where the law of attraction gets real. Join Ray every Friday at noon Central Time on Unity Online Radio for more ways to align with your source and start living the life you intended to live. Everyday Attraction is sponsored by Send Out Cards. Go to www.sendoutcards.com/attraction and mail a free card that you personalize to someone you appreciate. Don't wait. Act on your promptings to appreciate today at www.sendoutcards.com/attraction. Everyday Attraction is recorded live every Thursday at noon Pacific Time on Align Radio, alignradio.com.
Jesus taught us that it is our divine Creator's great pleasure to give us the kingdom of limitless good. We are all heirs to incredible abundance, and yet many people right now are stuck and struggling in a place of lack. How do we walk the walk and experience vibrant health, profound love, limitless wealth, and overflowing joy in the midst of a world consciousness of lack and separation? Each week, you will learn powerful and practical tools to experience greater abundance in every area of your life. hear from experts and visionaries that are living examples of sacred abundance, and have your questions about prosperity answered from a spiritual perspective. Join Reverend Robin Ryder live every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Central Time on Sacred Abundance, only on Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.